I have talked a number of times about the business model of virtual worlds because I think it's tied to surveillance, as you said. There is a business model in Silicon Valley. It's probably easiest to understand or best demonstrated by YouTube and by Facebook. And that business model is one of collecting information on people and then using that information to target suggestions, suggested videos in the case of YouTube or advertisements, in the case of Facebook and others. The increasing use of AI has made this topic all the more important as folks like Tristan and Azza in the Social Dilemma have done tremendous work to explain to us the advent of AI systems makes the surveillance and targeting business all the more dangerous because AI systems are so effective at discerning things about us, like whether we're depressed or whether we're on medications or whether we're pregnant or, all these various things that become, as they say, shallow to AIs, make these types of models incredibly dangerous. And so, considering that the business model of metaverses, of virtual worlds, need not be advertising and surveillance. It can instead be free access with fees for different things. In particular, I should note that Second Life has a higher revenue per user per year, dollars per person that's using it per year, than YouTube does in its very, very successful business. It's, ad-driven business and Facebook. So, Second Life makes more money per person than either of those two companies. And Second Life's basic access, as everybody here knows, is free. There are fees in Second Life. They attach to two primary areas. One is sometimes when you sell something, like on the Second Life marketplace, you pay a fee to the company when the sale happens or when the listing of the item happens. So, it's a little bit like eBay for those listening that haven't, perhaps tried Second Life. The second way that Second Life makes money through fees is by charging hosting fees. So if you choose to privately own land in Second Life, you pay a fee, which is, and of course, as everybody in Second Life knows, I'm oversimplifying here, but it is a fee basically per acre per month of land that you have in the world. And so it kind of is like a hosting fee. It's a lot like putting up a website and using AWS as your hosting service. So we collect these fees from people. And as I said before, those fees add up to a great business. And I believe that that business is scalable. With 1 million people or so using Second Life, I think that's enough to demonstrate that that kind of a city-sized population of people can support a great business for the company through fees. So I think that, one of the biggest opportunities for virtual worlds going forward is to use them as a demonstration that we do not need to use surveillance, advertising, or behavioral targeting to succeed.